And we are back. Thank you for coming to part two of this month's Folk Artwork and Friends episode. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Isa Segalovich, and I'm excited for this next conversation. For the first few episodes of the Folk Artwork and Friends podcast, I have given a little look into the lives of some remarkable artists, J.B. Murray and Minnie Atkins. Today, I'm thrilled to talk to a self-taught artist and share that conversation here with you. I'm joined by my good friend, Montrell Beverly. Montrell is an incredible young person currently working at a Sage studio and gallery in Austin, Texas, and I've known him for a few years now. I've seen his work. I've seen it get more and more sophisticated as he continues to blow my minds with the things that he can do with pipe cleaners. His artwork has been shown at the Outsider Art Fair in New York. He very graciously provided some artwork for my show that I helped curate with Sage this summer in Austin called All These Folks. He created an incredible tiger and also a pig based upon this pig back here, if you're watching on YouTube, created by the one and only Felipe Benito Archuleta. And in January of 2026, he will be taking his work to Los Angeles to exhibit with Megan Mulrooney Gallery. I really enjoyed talking with Montrell, getting to hear his stories about his pipe cleaner pranks, some of the first pipe cleaner artworks that he ever created, and his dreams for a pipe cleaner world record. Take a listen. Did I hear you were just showing off a piece of art?
Yeah. Showing off the LA pipe cleaner paintings.
Nice. How many in total now do you have?
I think six.
Okay. Sweet. And then is that about how many or how many in total are you going to plan to have for the show?
I think about that six.
Cool. And that's in a couple of weeks now, right? In January, I guess a couple months, but in January. Cool. I want to start by I was writing up some questions and I was thinking about just your work and everything. And I know that you posted a couple of weeks ago on your birthday, that rocking chair, like you're a super old person.
Yeah.
You're a little younger than me, and I'm not going to put your age out there. You can if you want, but for your age, you are an incredibly impressive young person. So I just want to I hope you know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you've done some amazing things, and I want to talk about a couple of those things. But first, can I tell you a story that I will never, ever forget? And I want to see if you kind of remember it the same way that I do.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So do you remember, it would have been maybe two Outsider Art Fairs ago, when you and me, we had kind of met once or twice, but you and me randomly were in the same elevator together and you were coming down the elevator at our New York City skyscraper hotel. I think I was on the 30 some floor. And we were coming down and you stepped in with your pipe cleaner jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the couple? I believe they did not speak any English. I think they were from Europe somewhere. And they stepped in as well, and they saw you in your giant, amazing pipe cleaner jacket. And do you remember the looks on their faces?
Kind of surprised.
Yeah. It was incredible. They were like, oh, okay, cool. They had no clue sort of what to make of your jacket, which I just absolutely loved. And it was really cool, a memory that I will not forget. Can you tell me how long it took you to make that pipe cleaner jacket?
I think that took me about 2 to 3 months, I believe.
Yeah. And you said, is that pipe cleaner jacket hanging up in your closet still?
It's in my closet, but not hanging up. It's kind of just there.
Okay. Well, you being living in Austin, Texas, it's a little warm for that jacket. I guess it was perfect for New York City. Maybe it'll do well for you in LA in January. Maybe you can take it out there.
Perhaps.
So we were out in New York for the Outsider Art Fair, and that's where I was actually kind of first introduced to your work. That's where I first met Lucy and Katie and became familiar with Sage Studio. I think the first thing I saw of yours was the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you tell me a little bit about the Ferris wheel?
Well, I know it was kind of complex to make it.
Yeah.
I believe that's my second Ferris wheel that I made. The first one was of the the state fair. I made the
Okay,
state
yeah.
fair, Ferris wheel. It didn't move, but it seemed cool.
Okay, yeah.
And I had a thought. Well, our theme was a circus, and Lucy and Katie asked me if I can make a Ferris wheel. I believe so. And I wanted to challenge myself to say that, can I make this Ferris wheel move? I know that would be very, very nice if it moved. And it was a process, but I got it done.
How exactly did you figure out that process of making it move? Was it just sort of like experimenting, like making mistakes and figuring it out, or did you?
I pretty much, I had a whole thought process of how to make so-and-so move. Like, I realized that regular pipe cleaners or pipe cleaners on straws move very, very softly. So I kind of just went from there. It turned out to be a success.
It sure did. I've showed that video to my children multiple times. They love it. I love it. It was again, quite an impressive way to like be introduced to you and your artwork. I think hopefully most people know by now, and I've mentioned it, that Montrell, you are a pipe cleaner artist. I would say one of the better, most premier pipe cleaner artists, if you will. You have been doing it for a while. Can you tell me exactly sort of when you started making things out of pipe cleaners? And like, I guess, how did it all begin for you?
Oh, well, in third grade, my math teacher, she saw that her whole class was not really into the subject of math. So she had the bright idea to make my pumps out of pipe cleaners. And after we got done with the subject, I started messing around with the pipe cleaners. And I said, huh, that's interesting. And then I asked the teacher, can I play with the pipe cleaners? And she said, sure. And I made a Sonic Beef figurine. It was not the best looking thing. It was missing, like, it didn't have all the fingers. And as for the head, it was only a one strand of pipe cleaner. And I,
Oh, really?
yeah, but I liked it.
Yeah.
But sadly, I left it there on the table because we were in a rush to leave the classroom and all that. And I left it on the table. The next day I went in to grab it, the teacher told me that the janitors threw it away because they thought it was trash. I was kind of bummed out. I was very bummed out about it, but I said that that wouldn't stop me, and I kept on playing with pipe cleaners got better and better. And when I kept on making figurines, I went to a school called Clifton. It's a school that helps you with getting your career, where you what you want to do in the future. I went to a class called Business Prep, and that class introduced me to Sage, and Sage really helped me expand my artwork more. Like, now I'm making books, Ferris wheels and paintings and all.
Yeah. That's really incredible. That's so cool to hear. I mean, not the part where the janitor threw away your first ever work. That's kind of a bummer, but looking back on that first work, do you look at it and think like, dang, that was terrible? Or are you more like impressed with how far you've come in those years from then?
I would say that I'm kind of impressed because, yeah, I think back to it and I was like, yeah, that figurine, it could, it was missing some features that I can most definitely add now.
Yeah. That's great. I think that's one of the like coolest things about you and your artwork is that I have known you for a few years now and I've seen your work, but even in those couple of years, like, I've seen your work evolve, right? Like, I think even in the shows you're doing now for the Hockney pieces and your like layering pieces, like different pieces of pipe cleaner. And I know it's like impossible to pick one, maybe. It's like kind of asking me like who's my favorite child. And I kind of say it's like depends on the day. But do you have one piece that you've made that you're like, that's the greatest, or that's what I'm most proud of?
Well, as you said, it's kind of hard to pick. They're all kind of equally cool. Some are cooler than the others, but
yeah,
I would probably have to hard. It's a hard decision between the Ferris wheel and the guitar that I've made.
Okay, I guess I don't know if I've seen the guitar. Where did you make that for, a specific show, or did you just make that?
I made that for my cello show that I had here at Sage.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
It was a red guitar that was hung up on the wall, and mm-hmm. I made it out of pipe cleaners, straws, and kebab sticks.
That's awesome. One of the things I love coming to Sage, and I hope you kind of feel the same way, but when the couple shows I've been to, it's such an incredible place because you've got the show, right? You've got the exhibit sort of in the main space, but I don't know how you feel about this. I absolutely love coming, and I feel like most people do, coming to sort of y'all's studio part of Sage, right? To see all the work that you've done and kind of get to see the artists in the process of making work. How do you feel like making things in front of people?
I feel okay with it. I like to show people and help people learn of how you can expand your way of pipe cleaners. Because a person told me this once where they said that they thought that pipe cleaners were only for making like small things like ladybugs and all that, and rings and all that stuff. But they said that watching me make something like the paintings or something really expanded their world of what you can do with pipe cleaners. And that made me very happy because, I would like to help the pipe cleaner art stream be pushed out more.
For sure. And again, I don't know all the pipe cleaner artists. I'm not too steeped in that world, but I would say that the things that you can do with pipe cleaners, it blows my mind. So like, keep doing what you're doing. It's just incredible, which kind of takes me to, I have to thank you again. I don't know if you can see it over my shoulder here.
Yeah, I can see him. Good old Sonic there.
Can you tell me a little bit about Sonic? Here, this one, do you remember this one in particular?
I made that for your son because he was a big Sonic fan.
Yes.
And I too was a I too am a Sonic fan because my very first figurine was Sonic mixed with a B.
It's the greatest. It's and I, like you said, I don't want to like, this is not a negative. And I think I don't want to sort of like, it's weird. I think a weird question sometimes when you ask somebody like, oh, how long did that piece of art take to make? Because if you say like, oh, it took me like 10 minutes, someone may be like, oh, well, that's not like great, right? It should take you longer. But I caught you, you so graciously participated in the show that I was lucky enough to curate this summer there at Sage. And I don't know if you were, I don't want to say you were like in a creative rut, but you were like maybe looking for something to make. And I came up to you and I was like, hey, I got a kid who's obsessed with Sonic. Do you think you can make a Sonic? And you, I feel like, lit up. You were like, yes, I absolutely can make a Sonic. And within probably an hour, you busted out this amazing Sonic. And it's incredible. It like made his day. I don't know if you know sometimes how your art can make people feel. I hope you know, but like my 8-year-old was just absolutely ecstatic about that. So again, I can't thank you enough.
No problem.
And then not only did you make this Sonic. You also made, I'm gonna have him like slide down my podcast mic here. You also made this guy, Tails, because, and this is what I love about you, Montrell, you were like, I asked you to make a Sonic and maybe a Tails, and you're like, yeah, but you had to leave. And you were like, before you left, I think the last thing you said to me when you left in Austin and before I left, you said, I'm gonna make that Tails. And within like a week, you had made the Tails and you sent it down or sent it up to me here in Iowa for my other son who absolutely loves Tails. So now we've got both Sonic and we've got Tails. And again, I can't thank you enough. You made two young boys very, very, very happy.
Glad to hear that.
You're going to be going to LA in a few weeks. You've been to New York. Your artwork has been shown New York. Now it's going to be in LA. Let's start with New York. What was one of the your favorite things that you experienced when you were out in New York besides showing off your artwork at the Outsider Art Fair?
I like the scenery. If you know it or not, I don't really get out the house much, and I'm a person who likes to look at new sites and stuff like that. So seeing New York for the first time, and well, for any time that I go anywhere, I'm going to be amazed.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Yeah. I love New York. I love, I've only been there a couple times, but I love just being able to walk everywhere. And like you said, the scenery, the people, the food, the smells, the buildings, it's really incredible. So you're heading to LA for a show in January. What are you most looking forward to doing out in LA besides showing off your artwork?
I'm going to be going to the Gotham Barbie house. That's on Saint Mona Beach, or however you pronounce it.
Okay.
I'm going there because me and my mom play a game called GTA 5, and
okay.
Basically, what happens on that beach is there's a whole lot of fighting when you're with other players. Basically, they go on the beach and start fighting each other.
Okay.
Notorious spot on GTA 5.
Okay. So you want to go check out some spots from GTA 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope, though, please, please don't get in any fights.
I won't. Trust me.
Okay, good. You'll have Lucy there to protect you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so funny. Maybe you will be protecting her. Hopefully no fights. No fights in LA.
We'll protect each other. Yeah.
Exactly. So you've been to New York, you're going to LA. Are there any places like I know you've been so I guess you've been really sort of making these pipe cleaners and showing them off at shows for, you know, a couple of years now. And again, it's just really incredible and impressive what you've been able to do with pipe cleaners and then sort of, you know, showcasing your work, selling your work and displaying it. Is there anything that you still, let's start with this. Is there any place that you would love to like go and visit to show off your artwork?
I would like to go to Japan. I like the culture and the scenery looks, nice, and I like to see it in person. But other than Japan, pretty much anywhere else, I like to see different scenery and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, I love that like your sort of career as an artist is now taking you to these new places, and hopefully you get to all those places in Japan. That would be incredible. And then is there anything that like subject matter or, you know, a piece of like that you would like to make a sculpture out of pipe cleaners? I know, again, you've done a Ferris wheel, you've done the Last Supper, you've done a jacket, you've done all these incredible things. Is there anything that's like either something you want to make or like size? Have you started thinking about like scale of something that you'd like to make?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't really know what I want to make, but I do want to make something that's very, very big, that also ties in with the dream or an achievement / dream that I have. I want to get a world record for me making something very big out of pipe cleaners.
Let's do it. Do you know what the world record is right now?
I think that there's a school in Arizona. They made a pipe cleaner chain, and it stretched all the way onto their playground. I forgot how big it was, but it took a whole lot of pipe cleaners, and I would like to know somebody who has either the same size space or pretty much just for me to make something big, an excuse for me to make something bigger out of pipe cleaners. That pretty much, yeah.
I love it. You're gonna be like stretching it from inside the studio there, like all the way around Canopy. You can go all the way up and down Springdale. Like, yeah, let's make that happen. I feel like we gotta get you into the world record books. That said, this is a weird question. Is there like a specific pipe cleaner brand that you like to work with, or are they all the same, or is there one?
Well, I as for brands, not really. They're kind of just same thing, but there are
Okay.
different type of textures of pipe cleaners.
Oh, interesting.
There are weak pipe cleaners, there are strong pipe cleaners. There are some pipe cleaners that are kind of came out wrong. Like there are some that don't have any fur at all. It's just nothing but just straight metal.
Yeah.
No fur, no nothing.
That's no good, right?
Oh, I collect them. Basically, any pipe cleaner that has a malfunction in it, I collect them, and I'm gonna be using all the malfunction pipe cleaners to make a beautiful flower piece.
That's amazing. That's so cool, Mantra. I love that idea. I cannot wait to see that. So then, like, do you prefer to work with, like you're saying, stronger or weaker? Do you prefer, does it, are there like different circumstances which you would use like a stronger pipe cleaner or a weaker one?
Yeah, there are certain circumstances. Like if I'm making the painting and stuff like that, I would prefer the weaker pipe cleaner, but for a figurine, I would like the stronger ones. So it's basically what circumstance or what I'm working on. It depends.
Yeah, sure. I think what I'm trying to get at, and I'm glad I learned, obviously, of course, I didn't know that there were like the malfunction ones. That makes sense, but I can't, again, there's just something so beautiful about you like making a beautiful flower out of a malfunction pipe cleaners. But I think what I'm getting at is like, I feel like we got to get you a pipe cleaner sponsorship or something. Like we need somebody to sponsor you.
I would love that.
Okay. I don't think I have that much power. I'll try, but like we got to get you a sponsorship. People just be like flooding you with pipe cleaners so that we can get that world record for sure. And then maybe we'll get some malfunctions too and get you get that beautiful flower done.
Not sure,
All
yeah.
right. Let's make it happen. I know you said at one point too, when I talked to you years ago, that you were thinking about making a robot. Is that still in the works, or is that something you're still interested in making?
Yes, that's probably what the I was saying about making. That's what the bigger piece. What I was saying about making a giant robot suit out of pipe cleaners, basically like a mascot costume made out of pipe cleaners. That's a robot.
That would be great. Like even for, I don't know, for Halloween. And I was thinking, do you ever like again, I'll just never forget that story of you in the jacket and people that looks on their faces. Have you ever like pranked anybody with your pipe cleaners? Like made like a fake hand and like shaked their hand and then they just like grabbed the pipe cleaner or anything like that?
There was this one time in sophomore high school where I made a fake roach out of pipe cleaners.
Oh, really?
I had a friend. She was very, very scared of bugs, and so I made about like either three or four pipe cleaner roach co pipe cleaner roaches, and I put it in her desk. She couldn't see it, and then when she went in to grab a pencil or whatever, she felt something weird, and then looked, and then she screamed, and then.
Oh
Yeah, she flipped the desk over. How scared she was.
Oh no. Were you quickly like, I'm so sorry. It's just pipe cleaner. It's just pipe cleaner.
She didn't have to. She took a closer look and realized it was pipe cleaners, and she was very, very mad at me. And
Oh
luckily, the teacher was very, very, she said, "Are you okay?" And then she found out what the problem was. She said, "Oh, well, she got mad at me a little bit, but she said that it was all cool at the end of the day."
That's good. That's great. Well, just a thought, and I, you know, if they're listening, this is not me saying this, but like pipe cleaner bugs around the studio there for when Katie and Lucy come one day to like open up, just put a bunch or snakes or something. I don't know. I don't know what they're terrified of, but I would be terrified of snakes.
Perhaps.
I don't know why too, that you thinking of, or mentioning the bugs. My, 4-year-old will often find, like, we do arts and crafts at home, every now and again. And, I, of course, I think this was actually after I came to visit last summer for the show in Austin where you made, I think it was the magazine. Was it the magazine cover show? And you made like magazines. Does that sound right?
I think so.
I bought a bunch of pipe cleaners and me and my boys, we kind of made flowers and things. And then, of course, because our house is an absolute mess, pipe cleaners will occasionally be found on the floor. And my 4-year-old will pick one up and he will say, a pipe cleaner, just like our friend Montrell. So you are often brought up in our house, not only because of the amazing Tails and Sonic. I'm not that old. I do know who's back there. But when a pipe cleaner is found on our floors, my 4-year-old will shout, Montrell! So if you've got that going for you as well. Before I let you go, and I do appreciate your time so much again, I always enjoy chatting with you, Montrell. Is there one thing that people don't know about you that you find interesting or would care to share? Like, what's one thing we don't know about Montrell?
I'm not a big fan of the sparkly pipe cleaners. They're very, very messy.
I get that. So you must be a super clean guy, tidy at your place. It's all right. As I mentioned, my pipe cleaners they're all over the floor. There's things all over the floor at our house too. So if we are getting a sponsorship, we would like some that are malfunctioned, but mostly a combination of strong and weak, and no sparkly pipe cleaners.
It may the sparkly pipe cleaners may be needed. Even though I don't like them, they are needed in some things.
Okay, so you will suffer for your art if you have to.
Yes, yes.
A true spoken like a true artist, Montrell. Again, you are just an extremely impressive young person, and your artwork is, I hope you do know this, it's incredible. I think it brings a smile to everybody's faces anytime they see it. And I'm just so proud and honored to know you and call you my friend, hopefully.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. So let's get that sponsorship. Have fun in LA, and then like next thing we do is that world record. Like I don't know what that is, but we're gonna take down that world record.
Okay. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Montrell. Have a great time out in LA.
I'll be sure to show off some more cool things whenever you're back in town.
I can't wait. Awesome. Thanks, Montrell.
And that is a wrap on November. We've done 3 episodes now, and I truly can say I look forward to talking to these folks, editing, re-listening to them, and sharing them with everybody. So thank you. Thank you to Montrell Beverly, who you should go see his artwork in Austin, Texas at Sage Studio and Gallery. Or you can see it out in Los Angeles in January at Megan Mulrooney Gallery. You can follow him on Instagram at @MrClowney_ to see some of the things that he's working on. And one of the best things that I mentioned in our conversation about Sage is that you can walk into the gallery and the studio and often see the artworks that the artists are currently working on. So a really, again, great place. And thank you again to Montrell for joining me. And I want to again thank Issa Segalovich for joining me. I could talk to her for hours. I could talk to Montrell. It's just, again, these people are so great. And I am so thankful of their time, and I truly appreciate them. Thank you to Issa. If you are not already following her, you absolutely should. Her Instagram handle is interstellar @_IsaBellar. It'll also be in the show notes and the YouTube description, so go check her out for those great videos. Book coming soon. Order that. Will be out next year. Hopefully we'll have her back to talk more about that. So thank you again to Issa for joining me, Montreal for joining me, everybody who's joined me so far. Stay tuned. More hopefully fun announcements coming in the next few weeks or so. You can follow me on Instagram @FolkArtwork. You can go to our website, folkartwork.art. You can shop some amazing, incredible self-taught and outsider art for some of my favorite artists. And subscribe to the newsletter, This Week in Outsider Art, by yours truly, Adam Oestreich. Comes out every Sunday morning. That's for the free newsletter. And on Wednesdays for paid subscribers. You get a little bonus. Bonus, This Week in Outsider Art. That comes out Wednesdays, which, I got to go start working on that. Thanks again, everybody. Like, subscribe, leave a review, comment, all that jazz. I can't thank you all enough for listening, for your feedback. And until next time, goodbye. And thank you to Jason Brown for the Folk Artwork and Friends theme song and all the interstitials. So many great little ditties that he put together for me. I can't thank him enough. Go check out more original music from Jason at sapwood.bandcamp.com. Buy an album. Support folk musicians like Jason. Thank you again, friend. Can't thank you enough. You are the best. I was recording that.